My name is Carolyn Urena, and this is another Tuesday Tidbit presented by Regroup Advisors. Today, I'm going to talk about international distribution. For a little bit of context, I am a former startup CEO of a medical device company that focused specifically on exporting our medical device. We received regulatory clearance and sold our product in over 5 different countries, both within Africa and within Asia. So I have a little bit of experience in this particular topic of, and I'll also note, we also had a previous Tuesday Tidbit talking about growing an international team, which is also relevant for today's topic of conversation. So as an organization that's looking to build an international presence, it's important to set up the right foundation with your company, establish the right partnerships, and know what resources that you can leverage as an organization as a US company seeking to export. So first off, for setting up an organization with a plan to export, of number one, in terms of your processes and procedures, is first to focus on making sure as you export, you can maintain that product quality and maintain the standards around your product. So this includes things like, for example, for our medical device, establishing of regulatory clearance for our product in different markets, understanding those different items and requirements, setting the stage long-term for different processes and procedures that would set the groundwork for us to build a strong international company, like in our case, achieving ISO 13485 for our company to follow international standards for our products. And then also making sure that we had the right communication standards and policies to be able to communicate with international partners overall. And the lastly is ensuring we had policies in place to comply with other regulations like the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act and understanding that basis of requirements as well. So next up, in regards to growing internationally, it's important to have the right partners on the ground who are going to be representing your company. So when we went to find international distributors, we did so by, in our first countries, actually spending a lot of time on the ground directly in the countries we entered. So my last company, we launched our product first within Kenya. So we established a criteria for our distributors and a matrix on assessing them on how we would enter into the market. So we assessed on product portfolio fit. We assessed them on their willingness to meet our minimum criteria for purchases and having dedicated staff to support and supply our product. We assessed on the approach and the strategy of how they would implement our product into the market. Were they targeting the right customer, the right hospitals in regards to that sales pitch? And also, did they already sell products for other international companies, which was a good initial analysis to say that they would have the policies in place in order to meet the US requirements. Next up, in regards to building that relationship, we really focused on establishing an ongoing conversation with those distributors. At first, we thought there was gonna be a lot of importance on writing the right contract, setting the right targets, putting those down on paper. But we learned over time as an organization that it's not about specifically what is written down. It's how do you communicate? What is that ongoing setup and back and forth to make sure that you know live, are the distributors meeting the targets on selling the product? Is the product getting used? And is there a collaborative back and forth where they're willing to listen and work with you and that you can also listen to them? One of the pitfalls of selling things internationally is that there are cultural considerations of how the product and how the organization will be perceived, where it needs to be a back and forth, where that distributor is providing that local cultural and partner expertise on how to navigate that, as much as we as the entrepreneur are providing the expertise on the product specifically and maybe a context of what's worked in other partners. lastly to cover of how to find those distributors outside of, you know, direct relationship of spending time on the ground, there are two different ways. So one is establishing relationships with the customers and seeing where they get the product from. So in our case, it was hospitals. So when we talk to doctors and hospitals, we can ask them, well, what distributors do you trust? Where do you purchase your product from? Because then we knew they already had relationships to be able to sell into those same hospitals into the future. And then a different approach is that the US government has some really great resources within the Department of Commerce for exporting companies. A lot of states have programs to fund of opportunities to go to different trade shows and have a space at a state booth. And then two, they also are programs that are paid for both from a state and federal level that will do distributor searches for you. And they did for us through programs like the Gold Key program that allowed us where they did the phone calls and they did the first round of vetting these different distributors and partners to say, as a neutral party, are you interested in this product? And then we were able to come in where they shortlisted just 4 or 5 different conversations when we had partners who were already interested in our product, where we could move straight into, you know, not just the like, hey, this is the product, we can move into, okay, you're interested, what would this relationship look like? How can we establish that so that you can sell the product and we can move things forward? So this is a topic that could go on for hours, even of back and forth. There's a lot of depth of finding the right partner, of vetting your distributor, of building a relationship that we could dive into. But this should give you a starting point to start thinking about as an organization, if you're selling in the US or you're thinking about expanding, how to start to grow and sell your product internationally, expand your global market. With that, this is another Tuesday Tidbit presented by Root Group Advisors, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Business Plain and Simple Tuesday Tidbits by Root Group Advisors and don't want to miss future topics, well, like and follow us wherever you get your podcast. Interested in learning how Root Group Advisors can help your company? Contact us at info@rootgroupadvisors.com or online at rootgroupadvisors.com.